are on the air for this Wednesday, January the 6th, 2021. First on the air program of the new year. Scott Spears along with Glenn Coble for the ride today and all kinds of interesting stuff going on. And Glenn, I know you listened to our Judge Joe Brown interview as you came in today. Are you having earphone issues?
Yeah, it's way too loud.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Well, those are... See, here's the problem with the earphones. Those are louder than these, and what people will do is they'll turn the earphones down over here, and it will throw people off. It throws the recorder off.
Oh, okay.
Because they're paying attention to what they're hearing in their ear, which is much lower because they've turned the headphone down.
I think my headphones are broken.
Well, we can't adjust the volume in those headphones.
No, I mean, this is it sounds like it's overdriving all the time. It's real crackly and nasty.
Isn't that thing there a volume control?
Which thing?
That little button there on your headphones?
No, it's just on and off, I think.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
A lot of them have those volume controls.
Yeah, it is a volume
control. It is a volume control.
But it doesn't help.
It didn't help it.
I think the earphones, while they were spending their weekend here, got stepped on or something. So I have to get some new earphones. I can hear enough.
No, I put them in the drawer. I don't think they got stepped on.
Okay. Maybe wet upon.
I hope not. I don't know where the rain would have came from.
Oh, well. No big thing. I can hear you.
Anywho, you got to listen to Judge Joe Brown. That was the last thing on this station.
It was also the last thing I heard on my car as I slammed it to the phone off, radio off.
But isn't it great, though? Because, you know, some people try to label you as one thing or another station-wise. And if you can have Judge Joe Brown giving those opinions from 9
sure.
to 10 and then have Dr. Feynman on today from 12 to 1, you know, there could not be two differing opinions, more differing opinions in the world.
Not very far apart, farther apart than those two.
Right. So you get both sides.
Yeah.
And
you make
your choice.
I have no problems with that. And I don't have any problems with Judge Joe and his opinions. They're just his opinions. He likes to couch them like he's the judge, but it's fine. And, you know, today I told my wife as I left the house, I said to my wife, she was texting with her communist son. They were gleefully texting back and forth, and I said, today is going to be a day that I just try to stay low and not, I don't want to grind this into anybody. I think it's good for the country, and if it's not, we'll find out. And like you and I were talking off the air, there may be some bad stuff that comes out of this.
Well, what we're saying at this point is that it looks as if there were two Senate seats in... Can't take it anymore, huh? Mm-hmm. No. You know, maybe it's up higher than it normally is. I don't know.
No, it isn't the level. It's the headphones
are just...
Yeah.
Uh-oh. In any event, what we're saying is that there were two runoff Senate races in Georgia last night,
mm-hmm.
and the deal was if the Democrats won both of them, that the Senate would become Democrat.
And I didn't think there was any chance of that happening.
Well, what happened, we discussed this a few weeks ago on this show, and the idea was that... it really hinged on this $2,000 stimulus, and a lot of people do feel that way. So what...
No, go ahead.
Was it not the headphones?
those aren't even working at all. So.
At all?
No, right now they're not.
Well, that's strange.
I may have plugged it in the wrong place, but no problem. I can hear you.
We'll get this out at some point.
Yeah.
In any event, what happened here, and it looks like one race has been called in Georgia already. The Democrat has
won.
And the other Democrat's in the lead with 98% reporting. So it looks as if the Senate is going to go Democratic, which will mean come January 20th, you will have a Democratic president, you'll have a Democratic Congress, and you'll have a Democratic Senate, which means a lot of things are going to get passed because the party is the same party all the way around. Now, will that all be good stuff? Now, that remains to be seen.
Yeah.
We'll find out as time goes on. But the reason, and I will hold this to the end, the reason these two Democrats in Georgia won, I think they can thank President Trump. Because I think what happened was, is this last stimulus, About what, did that fix it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, whatever happened, we'll take it. The president came out and said, we want $2,000 stimulus checks. And the Democrats in the Congress said, yeah, $2,000 stimulus checks are good. That's what we want, too. So they sent it over to the Senate, and the Republican Senate said no. So Joe Biden went down to Georgia and said, you put these two Democrats in, and we'll give you your $2,000 stimulus checks. And darned if that isn't what looks like it's happened.
And I wonder, I'm concerned. My wife and I have some annuities that we put our money into, or put her mother's money into when she passed away, and also we have Social Security. So we're pretty comfortable, and I'm a little concerned about bumping up the deficit as high as we're going to, giving it'll be $1,400 more dollars, and it kind of scares me a little bit, but the money does go right back in. The money is going to people that make less than $75,000 a year. So that means the money will go right back into the economy, which probably is good.
Now, it's my understanding the $2,000 bill initially had $600 per kid. So I don't think you're going to get any more money per kid.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I haven't heard that.
Because you still got the $600
right.
per kid.
Yeah.
So I think what you would get is just an additional $1,400 if you were a person.
Yeah.
I think that's what would happen.
It'll be $1,400 per adult in the family, right?
Right.
That's what I think.
Because I think the $2,000 bill was, we're going to give every adult $2,000, and then for every kid you had, you would get an additional $600. And what they knocked it down to was just $600 for everybody.
Yeah. Right.
So now, if the $2,000 bill is passed come January 20th or soon thereafter, every adult would just get an additional $1,400.
Unless they make some rules that say if you got the $600 for your kid, we're going to deduct that from what we're going to give you. I don't know.
I know a lot of families got a lot of dough because of that kid money.
Yeah. They sure did, yeah.
You know, we're talking thousands of dollars.
I just got a message on my phone. If you recall Mike Larson, who ran for state representative in the primary, he lost to Shannon Freshour. Anyway, he would like to come on tomorrow, and so I'm going to have him on at 10:30 tomorrow, and we'll talk about all this with his. He's a really sharp guy. Mike is. Not only is he a funny guy, he was a stand-up comedian, was on Leno a couple of times, so he's pretty good at it, but he's also a shrewd politician. He worked for Jackie Speier out in California, who's the current senator. Is she a congresswoman? I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. But anyway, he worked for her, and so it'll be interesting what he has to say. He's pretty strong the way I am, so if you're a Republican, it probably is not a show you're going to want to listen to.
Yeah, but I'll tell you, this happens every time. We're a strange country this way, and you can go back to 2016, the same thing happened. In 2016, we got a Republican president,
mm-hmm.
we had a Republican Congress, mm-hmm. and we had a Republican Senate, and after 2 years of that, people did not like that anymore,
right.
So there went the Republican Congress, and you had a Democratic Congress. And I think that'll happen. No matter what happens, that's what will happen, because now Republicans will be mobilized, because mm-hmm. you're going to have 2 years of Democratic complete rule,
right?
And they'll be mobilized in 2022,
sure.
and that'll be that.
And that's kind of the way it should be. I've said all my life, even back when I was a Republican for a long time, I've thought the pendulum is a good thing for our country, having us go one way and then, wait a minute, too much excess there, and then go the other way. Whoa, that's too much that way.
Well, I wonder what the Democrats will try, because what is Joe Biden's number one agenda? What does he want to be remembered for?
Oh, boy.
Because this is the time to do it. You got 2 years.
Yeah, and I know the answer to that, and I can't remember it, because I heard him say what his number one thing was, and I really can't remember what he said, but one of the things that would be really nice is if he can convince the American public to be a little bit more empathetic, and I think he will work on that. He already has, I think.
You know, I don't know, because I'm waiting to see what's going to happen the next 14 days.
Today
it starts.
Yeah.
And depending on what happens today and possibly tomorrow, depending on how long this goes, you know, the mayor of D.C., I think, has already mobilized the National Guard for Trump protests.
And people are putting up plywood on their windows already. So.
Now, this is positive Trump protest. You know, it's not negative. This is people who are going to be mad that he might be leaving, because once the Senate and the Congress votes on this, that's that. There's really no more.
To your point, one of the things that scared me yesterday, I was reading some news or watching it or something. Chip Roy, he's a Texas Republican congressman, said that if the Senate goes Democratic, there will be a civil war. And that scares me. That type of language from one of our congressmen, that's just scary.
I think people care more about the presidency than the Senate.
I'm sure of that. But
I'm telling you, we're living in a Republican state that voted very heavily in favor of Trump twice.
Yep.
And if they find out that he's not going to be staying there, I think there could be some trouble.
Yeah, there might be.
Here, there could be some trouble.
Yeah, I understand.
Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Chuck.
Yeah.
You're a man. What's up? Let me chime in on this.
All right, chime in, Bob.
With Trump.
Yeah.
Trump is pulling his crap and running this because he knows that the state of New York and the city of New York, they have criminal charges waiting on him when he gets out of office. And as long as he's the sitting president, he cannot be charged with anything. And he is doing this and starting these protests and whatever, so he can try to stay in office. And he is planning too many things to get this going.
Well, it's
he's going to do everything he can do to get this big vote and everything thrown out.
Well, I think that's a good point. Thanks, Bob.
Yeah, another thing. Bob's off the air, but another thing that that I heard yesterday is that Trump has already made inroads to go over to one of his properties in Scotland, I believe. And there were people that were thinking maybe he'll go over and stay.
Do you think they'll let him do that?
I don't think so.
I think New York, if not the 20th, the 21st, will have an indictment.
Well, and also, if he goes to Scotland or wherever, I'm pretty sure Scotland has a reciprocal thing where they will send him back.
Do you think he will be indicted in pretty short order?
Well, I don't know. Joe Biden said that's not a priority for him. So I'm not sure whether he will be right off the bat.
I don't think the federal government will, but the state of New York, I think there's a good chance.
There's a lot of talk this morning on the Talking Heads how soon we forget Pence will be made president for a week or 10 days. We've talked about this in order to give him a pardon, but it's not going to affect that New York thing.
What does he need a pardon for federally?
Well, probably a lot of things we don't know anything about.
Do you think Pence would do it?
I don't think
I
think Pence sees the handwriting on the wall, and he's going to toe the line today, and I think he'll toe the line there.
Yeah, I
think he might give him a pardon if he becomes president, but I don't think he will be as much a sycophant as people think.
We're going to take a 1 minute break. Come back 740-383-9944 if you have any thoughts on any of this. Come back with us in 60 seconds.
Scott, do you remember when Hillary Clinton came to Marion in 2016?
Yes, I do. I stood outside of the Harding Hotel in the rain waiting to get an interview that didn't happen.
You know why she chose the Harding Hotel to meet?
No, I don't.
Well, they used to have a hair salon in the lobby, and she could sure use it.
Here we go again. WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
two, one. Oh no. Which button am I?
When every second counts, you can't wing it.
Guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire drills at least twice a year so everyone knows what to do when they hear. Prepare your family at ready.gov/firedrill. Brought to you by FEMA, the Ad Council, and Make Safe Happen.
Glenn Coble, Scott Spears back with you here on the air Wednesday, January 6th, 2021. Telephone lines are open, 740-383-9944, if you have anything to say. Now, I will say this. I think you're exactly right, because I think the biggest mistake that's going to be made, and I can feel it coming already, the Democrats should not spike this ball at all.
No, absolutely not. And that's kind of what I was telling my wife as I left the house today. One of the worst things that I think the Republicans did this whole four years is kind of spike the ball and kind of rub the Democrats' nose in it. I think that's kind of Trump's way. I don't think that's all Republicans' way, but I think that's kind of Trump's way. So
I just think if there's too much gloating that goes on when this final race is called, that there will be a big reckoning in 2 years.
Yeah, it usually happens that way. And I think both ways. I mean, if it's like you said, if it was all Republican and it flipped, and I think it flipped for Obama as well. He had it all Democratic.
And W. Bush.
Did it? Yep. I'm not a big scholar that way.
But that's only been the case in the last 20 years. And I think it's the divide that has happened. You know, it did happen under Clinton. Now, maybe that was a backlash to Clinton beating a sitting president. But ever since that, this sort of thing happens. Democrat gets in, and the whole country's Democrat, Senate, Congress, president, and within 2 years, the other party comes in and they snatch one or more branches of the government. And it's just because you had Clinton got elected in 92, and then here came Newt Gingrich in those 94 elections, and he took the Congress, and Clinton had a very hard time getting anything done. And then in 2000, we get W. Bush, so now he's got all Republican control. Then he did the Patriot Act and the Iraq War, then things went Democrat. Then here comes Democrat Obama, and he gets Obamacare passed and all this done. Then the Senate and the Congress go Republican. And then Trump comes in, and you've got all Republican, and then the Congress goes Democrat. Mm-hmm. And here we are again. Now it's went back the other way.
It probably has something to do with money. Everything does.
Yeah, but you know what? I think the problem, look at what they did. Clinton came in, and he tried to get national health care, and he tried to do things that were certainly not the 12 years of Republicanism before, mm-hmm. and I think it was a ball spike. W. Bush. Now, a lot of that was driven by 9/11, but the Patriot Act, the Iraq War, the Afghan War, people were very unhappy with him. And then Obamacare ticked a lot of people off, sent them the other direction. Trump came in, tried to repeal Obamacare and the Supreme Court. That ticked Democrats off. Will Biden do anything big enough to tick off the Republicans? If he does, it's going to happen.
I think he'll do a lot of things. Matter of fact, I was talking my guest who will be on at 12:15, Dr. Feynman, who is a presidential scholar. I said to him, what did I say to him? I'll have to come back to that. My old brain just lost that thought. Excuse me. Never mind.
No, I think I can hear certain people, and there's nothing wrong with being very Democrat or very Republican, but I can feel the balls being spiked. I can just, it's almost being projected that the Democrats will take control of the Senate. Now, I don't think the people in Washington will do it. I don't think Schumer will do it. I don't think Pelosi will do it. I don't think Biden will do it. But I think the groups that work so hard to get them elected will think this is the greatest thing in the world, and that ticks off the other side.
I'm just trying to remember if I thought that Obama ever tried to spike the ball. I don't think, as obvious, I don't think he did it, obviously. Of course, there were things like the luncheon where all the writers, political writers, got together, and Obama pretty much took Trump to to task. But that wasn't really spiking the ball because Trump was not a...
Spiking the ball in a lot of ways is putting legislation through. And I think Obama's was Obamacare.
Now, if it's good legislation, I don't think it's spiking the ball. I think it's good thoughts. But
well, the problem is try to get two parties in this country to agree on what's good legislation.
Yeah, anymore. And the strange thing about that, and the thing that my wife and I are constantly amazed at, that so many of the Americans right now will vote against their own self-interest. And that's both sides of the coin. You got to start thinking, people, rather than obviously, well, my side is the Republican side or my side is the Democratic side. It's not your side. Your side is to do the best you can, first of all, for yourself and your family, and then for your country. Unfortunately, I've been listening to John Meacham's What They Said. I think that's the name of the blog. But he talks about that a lot. And I was listening to his blog about Reagan yesterday and how Reagan really believed that he was trying to change the world. And that was good. My members of my family hated Reagan. I didn't. I always thought... he was trying to do the best he could.
Don't you think, though, every president, certainly the ones I can think of who I've either studied or lived through, I think they all come in with good intentions.
Absolutely, except I'm not so certain that Trump did. I don't think Trump came in with intentions at all, except I think he was kind of shocked that he won. And then I think he just played it by ear. That's the way he's run his life.
Well, but I think it's life, though. And I think Trump would fall into this category, just like all the rest of them. I think circumstances dictate what happens. I certainly don't think George W. Bush thought his number one concern was going to be terrorism. But 9 months in, he found out it was.
Kablooey, yeah.
And I think that Trump certainly, I don't know what his agenda is. His agenda entailed border walls. His agenda entailed getting rid of Obamacare. But I think very quickly he found out that taxes, judges were going to be his legacy, and they will be for a long time.
Yeah, they will. Definitely the judges thing, because he's, I don't know, 100 and... well over 100. And maybe closing in on 200 judges.
And the Supreme Court.
Yeah. And three of those.
So I think that'll be his legacy, and I think conservatives will always be very happy Republicans with what he did there.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, do you think the new Obama administration will...
Biden?
I'm sorry, yes. The new Biden administration will change the makeup of the Supreme Court?
Yes.
Do you really?
When you don't answer a question every time it's asked of you, everywhere, and they're all asking, and you can't say, no, I'm not going to do that, then yes, you are going to do that.
Well, we've talked about this briefly before, and I kind of felt that's what you thought. I'm not sure that the will of the people will allow that, but we'll see.
It's certainly what they want.
And it's kind of what I want, but... only because of how underhandedly Mitch McConnell got three of them in. Now, two of them, I think, are relatively legitimate, but the first one was not.
I just don't know long-term what that will do. I you know, that could really cause a big problem.
Well, the neat thing about it is, even the ones that were put there by Mr. Trump have voted... what I consider at least fairly.
You know what? I was thinking this the other day, because we're approaching the last 14 days of the Trump presidency. You know, I honestly believe, because I think I think about this pandemic at this time, and I talked to the judge about this. You know, when everybody who lived through it is gone, how are we going to look back on it? And honestly, I get why people are saying he's going to be the worst president in the history. I don't think that's going to happen, because I think what people are going to say about Trump in his time, he'll be a one-term president, so that will work against him on being a high president. But I think what it will say is, is no president of the previous 45, and including the 46th, ever created a following, ever inspired that group like he did. People, he's right. He could shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue, and it wouldn't matter.
There was a guy that went to Guyana with his entire congregation that was much like that.
Right. But it's
hard to get.
But it's not something he's not a mind reader. It's just he was able to do that. He was able to go out in front of a big group without a teleprompter. First time a politician had done that, and he could make those people. He had them in the palm of his hand.
Mm-hmm.
Had him in the palm of his hand.
Those particular people.
Right.
And then he also, people like myself, screamed at the television and screamed at his ignorance.
Right. And he will also be, it was a division. And I think for some reason, the last two presidents, and maybe this will go away now with Joe Biden, I don't know, depends on what he does. But I think the last two presidents, whether you liked them or hated them, and it's just the opposite on both ways, were very divisive to the American people. I think people loved Trump, and I think people hated him. I think people loved Obama, and I think people hated him. I think there was very little middle ground with both of those people.
My feeling is, and maybe I'm totally wrong, but my feeling is it was two completely different reasons. I believe that Obama was hated because he was African American. I believe that Trump was hated because he lied all the time.
I think there is some of that in both sides, but I don't know if it's all. I don't know if it's all. Because, you know, the funny thing about Clinton, do you remember when Clinton was being impeached and you had these people who say, I really like the job Bill Clinton's doing, I just don't like what he did. Mm-hmm. You know, there was none of that with Obama and Trump. You know, no matter what they did.
I'm trying to think what Obama did that would make you say that.
Well, I think people hated Obamacare. There's a group that hated it and a group that loved it.
Okay. And there were, and every time I had somebody tell me that they hated Obamacare, they always went back to forcing you to pay money if you didn't participate. And that was the only way to get people to participate in it. And it kind of has torn Obamacare apart because they didn't allow that. What I can't remember. What was that called?
Mandate.
Yeah, the mandate.
But I think with Trump, what they will say is I think they will say the judge thing, because I don't know what will happen with Roe versus Wade.
The judge thing?
Supreme Court.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And I think a lot of people will look back on that as a moment where it changed. It became a conservative court.
Yeah.
And we'll see what the ramifications are of that as time goes on. But I think it'll make a lot of Republicans very happy who maybe didn't, you know, there were a lot of Republican candidates for a long time, no matter how you feel about them. You might have liked them better as people. But people like John Wayne. You know, you might not have liked everything that John Wayne stood for, but he spoke off the cuff. He let it drop where it dropped. You know when a politician's speaking to you, and you know when somebody's speaking off the cuff. Trump was not a political speaker.
No.
And people liked that about him. And people hated it.
If he would just have told the truth more often, I might not have disliked him as much as I did. But, you know, John Wayne had his lines written for him, and he read them perfectly. Trump just kind of played it.
Well, like Nixon. Nixon.
Yeah.
Nixon, people hated him at Watergate.
He's the guy that changed me from a Republican to a Democrat.
Hated during Watergate, but there wasn't a president who did not call on him for advice on foreign affairs, both Republican and Democrat, for the rest of his life.
He was very shrewd that way.
Yeah. So I think that's what we will have. I think we're living in the times right now, and history will be different. Break. Have you heard my interviews with Phyllis Diller here on WWGH?
Have I heard it? I could recite it word for word.
Wow, Charlie, you must have a great memory.
Well, not really, but after 6,432 airings, it just becomes a part of your life. The sun comes up, the sun goes down, the moon comes out, and you hear Phyllis Diller's interview and cackle on WWGH.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
46 minutes past the hour on the air, back on the air here. 740-383-9944. If you have an opinion on anything, give us a call. Because
that's a pretty open statement. If you have an opinion on anything.
I'm interested to hear what people have to say about anything at this point.
Anything.
Because I think that's one of the nice things about America is you can say your opinion.
Especially on this radio station.
Especially, and that's important because I've always felt that if you don't hear the other opinion, then you're not all that informed. That's my problem with cable news.
Yeah.
I think when you watch a certain cable news, you get indoctrinated by their opinion.
That's why I force myself to listen to Fox News at least once every other day. My wife hates it. She has to leave the room. But I listened to Fox News yesterday because I wanted to hear how they were going to approach this. And they pretty much tried to avoid talking about it.
Well, and you know what's interesting is that everything in the time seems worse.
Yeah,
everything
of course.
In the time seems worse. And I know right now the people who like Trump think this is an awful time, and the people who dislike him think that his time was awful in office. But, you know, we've lived through Watergate. People hated Nixon. People thought he should have gone to jail.
You know, I never hated him, even though.
People wanted him in prison.
And
you know, but people also felt very badly toward Bill Clinton when he did what he did, thought it sullied the office. They felt, how many times did I hear impeachment inquiries towards George W. Bush? He's taken away our rights. He's doing things worse than Nixon did. You heard a lot of that. Now George W. Bush is buddy-buddy. He's buddy-buddy with...
He's one of the people I was listening to. They were talking about presidents and how their opinions of people have changed. Bush was one of those that everybody thought would go down in history as one of the worst,
and not.
And now it's his star is rising.
That's what I said. keep an eye on this.
Yeah.
Keep an eye, because most of those people who end up at the bottom of the list end up at the bottom of the list because of horrible economies. Mm-hmm. It usually, I mean, Hoover is at the bottom because of the Great Depression,
mm-hmm.
I think it's interesting that that's what... If you are popular in any sense of the word, if you are unexpected in any sense of the word, I don't know. I don't think you end up at the bottom of the list. I don't think you end up down there with James K. Polk. I don't think you end up down there with Buchanan. I don't think you end up down there with William Henry Harrison.
Mm-hmm.
I think you do end up somewhere in the middle.
Yeah. I think the job kind of molds you rather than you molding the job as much. You have to, like you said earlier, you have to do what you have to do because circumstances happen and you have no control over some of them. But let's just hope that we can get smarter and not have big riots. I think one of the really stupid things that the Republican people did was to almost encourage the rioting that may come. I don't think it will. There might be a little, but I don't think it'll be horrible death in the streets like some people are hoping for. But
I don't know what it would do. You know, I don't know.
I think it would be very bad for those that were in power for the last 4 years.
Well, I'm trying to think of the people who have rioted or just protested in the last year, and they seem to have a purpose. I'm not sure what the purpose of, because Trump is leaving in 14 days and you're not going to overturn an election, so I'm not sure what it would do.
They think they can't. I believe, honestly, that Trump thinks he can still overturn the election. Now, as of today, probably going on right now, he probably you'll find out that's incorrect. So,
well, I'm talking about the protesters.
Yeah.
What will be their focus? What are they protesting?
I think the something boys. The group that's Proud Boys. Proud Boys. The Proud Boys are going to go out because they just like to fight. And there are people like that. You know, take for instance some of the motorcycle gangs that developed in the 60s and 70s. They just like to fight.
Well, you got to have a purpose, though.
No, you don't. Now, I know
for a big one, for a big rally, I think you do.
Oh, maybe. But I think there are a lot of people, and I've known people that just like to fight. I don't know why they like to fight. I guess it makes them feel tougher or something, or bigger or something. But there are people that just like to go out and fight. And I think there are people like that. Like the Proud Boys almost are proud of the fact that they're going to fight.
Well, that's why I think spiking the ball today would not be a good idea.
No, I agree. Absolutely agree with you on that.
But I think people will do it.
Do you think I'm spiking the ball by having Mike Larson on tomorrow?
Oh, no. I think that these people who you have on, even though clearly they have a very democratic perspective, don't think would be naive enough to come on in the middle of this hectic time and say, I told you so.
Yeah, I will, and Dr. Feynman may be listening right now, but I'm a little concerned that he may come on and kind of spike the ball, but I don't know. We're going to find out.
If that indeed is the case, people like that should think about 4 years ago and how they felt when the other side
absolutely
did that.
Yeah.
It's a mistake.
I had great parents, and they taught me not to ever spike the ball because it'll come back to bite you.
Well, I just think this might be even more tenuous because even when it was done 4 years ago, it was not on the... We are talking about a 14-day period here that's going to be very... You have a president who does not want to believe and maybe in his own mind doesn't believe he should be leaving.
No, I think he believes that.
Right, and you have a president also who knows he's facing criminal charges in a state and his family is as well. You have... a Senate that's about to change, which nobody thought would happen. This is like Cuban Missile Crisis time. Don't go out there and spike the ball.
It was shocking, the change.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, hey, this is Manly for Glenn.
For you, Glenn. Question for you.
I can't hear you, Bob. Hang on just a second. Right. Okay, go ahead.
This is Manly for you. Here, a while back, Dr. Simon on one of your programs. And talked about Trump. And you kind of agreed with him. Dr. Simon said that Trump would pull a Q. He would try to pull something to stay in office. And you agreed with him that he's going to pull something so he can stay in office. Have you ever thought any more about that?
I'm not quite sure.
Doctor, did you...
He was going to pull a coup.
Dr. Feynman said he thought Trump would pull a coup on one of his programs, and you... Yeah. Bob thought that you had agreed with him. Have you thought more about it?
Okay. Bob, I'm sorry. My headphones are not working very well.
Anyway, he was going to try to pull something besides all these other protests and whatever. And I look forward, in Washington, there will be one hell of an uprising.
Thank you, Bob.
Yeah.
Here comes the answer.
Okay. Now, the coup thing, I always thought that was overplayed. I really don't think it was an intended coup, because there would have been blood in the street had there been an intended coup. Maybe a political coup, but that's kind of soft. And no, Bob, I don't believe that there was a coup, but that's just me. My mom and dad always taught me to be forgiving, and I think we've forgotten how to be forgiving. And people that say that there was a coup going on, I think they're not forgiving their opponents, and I will say opponents, not their enemies. Their opponents don't agree with them. So just back off. It's not a coup. It's just they don't agree. And I really believe that President Trump honestly thinks he got cheated. I believe that.
Yeah, but don't they? Here's the thing. And again, history tells us this. There was a documentary on Mitt Romney when he lost. You know, one day he's campaigning, and the next day he's at the grocery store, and how depressing this is. Hillary Clinton went in the woods. I mean, you could see her after the election. She looked horrible.
Oh, yeah.
She felt awful.
Her eyes were all red.
And she wrote a whole book about what she thought happened and how it was stolen from her. Why would Trump be any different? Why would he be any different? And of course you want to win. It's a two-person race in this country, and when you don't, you feel bad. And I think you do feel like you should have won. I think Hillary Clinton certainly feels like she should have won. So here we are. And why is this shocking that Trump feels that he should have won?
To this day, I believe I should have won state representative.
There you go.
And the person that did win is now suffering arrows from my party because she's aligned with the householder who now is apparently a good guy. He's gotten off. So, you know, it's kind of crazy how you just have to smile and roll with the punch and keep moving. Try not to hurt anybody. I don't, you know, there are people say really horrible things about Mr. Trump. I have no real desire to see him thrown in jail, unless he's going to serve time for things he really did do. I think we got to wait and find out if that's going to happen. I don't think that's going to be a big priority for Joe Biden.
No, I think New York is his trouble.
Yeah, I do too.
That's Texas.
And not only that, but he really offended the New York Attorney General. She's not really happy with him.
Well, I just think that there's a lot of things going on there in New York, and they've subpoenaed a lot of records in the last 2 years, and who knows what went on.
Yeah. Well, truth usually wins out, and not always, but usually. And I think truth is going to slap him in the face, unfortunately.
But my advice again to all people is, since the elections most likely will be over in the next couple days and 2020 will be behind us, I think it would not be smart for anybody in the next 10, 14, whatever it ends up being at this point, to gloat. Because if you gloat, you are going to cause this.
Well, just in this discussion that we're having about gloating and that sort of thing, what'd you call it? Anyway, just because of that, I'm seriously considering going home and taking down my Biden flag. I don't want my neighbors to think that I'm gloating that he won. I want my neighbors to think, all right, let's move ahead, you know.
Well, the thing in Georgia is amazing just because, and this is a prediction that we won't know for a few years now, but I believe both of these senators that probably will be elected Democratic in Georgia, no matter what they do in the next 2 years, will not be reelected. I think Georgia is a Republican state, and I think they got in on this $2,000 stimulus wave. And that happened in another state where it was a circumstance that got somebody in rather than a, and we won't know for years, but I just think the typical Georgia voter is a Republican, and I think that in their next election, the Republicans will turn out again. It will not be based on a $2,000 stimulus. A pandemic will not be going on, and the Biden will have a presidential record to critique.
Yeah.
I think Arizona has a better chance of being more Democratic. I don't think Georgia does.
Well, I don't know. I'm not even sure whether I agree with you or disagree with you on that, because
it's
just
a prediction.
I really just don't know, because I was shocked that
I think they got in on circumstances.
Well, I was also shocked that they voted Biden in. Georgia went for Biden.
But by small numbers.
Very small.
Small numbers. But Arizona different.
But is that a changing thing, or is that just something that happened by happenstance?
I think it was a happenstance election. I think there was a Stacey Abrams. I think people are still ticked from that. I think a lot of people had bad feelings toward President Trump because of the pandemic. I think stimulus checks did not come the second round before the last election. I think this was based in the stimulus by the small margins that these Democrats are winning. And I think Georgia is very close to Florida and a lot of other Republican states that surround them.
You know what concerns me about this particular day is that there are a lot of people. Racism is, there is no doubt. I don't think even people that are racists will tell you that there is no racism. But I think this is going to fuel racism rather than help.
But conversely, the last note on this, in Arizona, where you got a Democratic senator, I believe that will stay if he does a good job. Because I think that Arizona's makeup is changing.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know that Georgia's did. I think of the voting mechanism change.
Of the people that I know from Georgia or that have knowledge of Georgia, it's changed a lot less than Arizona. Arizona
That's
has
right.
gone well yes. into the Hispanic groups have really come into it's convenient. Whereas in Georgia, there's some Hispanic growth in Florida, but it hasn't blossomed into Georgia.
Well, it didn't
much.
Help Georgia. Georgia went Republican.
Yeah.
Or Florida.
Yeah,
Florida
I know
Republican.
What you meant.
So
yeah.
there you go. We're going to break. Back with a whole nother hour.
You heard Thayer, and she is as slick an announcer as I ever saw. I mean, a designer. She's probably one of the best designers. She just took to that very well. It worked. What? I did some other ones sometime while I was